Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, gosh. 1 minute.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning.
Good morning, running commentary listeners.
Nice crisp morning.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because on a day-to-day basis, you definitely say it was cold, but in a year basis, you definitely say spring was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a bit of the quality of the lights changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's golden.
And what's on the agenda for today, Mr. Deering?
I'm glad you asked me that.
Yes.
We start in Newington Green and head south-southeast.
So it's a leisurely six, isn't it?
That's right.
Right.
I've got to get my mileage up this week, because I think, is it time for confessions? Yeah.
Go on then, what's been happening, or what's not been happening?
No running last week.
Really?
No running, no stretching.
Really?
No exercises.
Of course, because you're in, you went skiing.
I was in the Alps.
And how was that?
It was great.
Did you become young again? Did you think, because you're a little bit, you were thinking, oh, they're all young, they're all going to be wanting to go out and have a good time, and did you just go for it?
No.
Right.
No.
So what, but you didn't do any running?
No, because...
So what did you do when you weren't going for it? Oh, running.
Skied.
All right, okay.
I did some skiing. I did a lot of skiing, actually.
Which is good for your thighs, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how I had a total... I skied a lot.
Yeah.
Enough to feel tired, but, you know, didn't notice too much.
Yeah.
But, and I'm really terrible at it. And I fell over a fair few times.
All right, okay.
And then... All of that was just fine, you know, every time I fell over, I got back up and carried on, which from a philosophical point of view, it was great.
Yeah.
From a physical point of view, I got home, and as soon as I was in London, my body just went,
really?
What did you do?
You'd smash yourself up.
Yeah, absolutely, it was like I've been beaten up. I've got serious flank ache.
Right.
As we speak. But yeah, all this...
It's quite good to ski to the level where you're going to fall down, though. It shows you're sort of going for it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Well, no, because you can ski and not fall down, even if you're a rubbish skier.
Yeah, yeah.
By skiing really slowly. Yeah.
But it's a fine line, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of... It all got very philosophical, really. There's a lot of yin and yang there.
Yeah.
Because there's going... Skiing is finding the harmony between the invitation of the slope,
yes,
and the control you have over your
that you can skis. Exert. Yeah.
So if you can get pace and go down the slope, it will help you to steer. It will help you get down the hill. But if you're getting pace because you're scared and you're leaning back,
yes,
and the back of your skis are sliding around, you're just getting faster and faster.
Yeah. That's dangerous. That's really bad.
Yeah.
No brakes.
So,
I tend to ski and ski brake really viciously. So by the end, my thighs are just completely shredded.
It is interesting how the more precipitous the slope, the more your thighs just sort of step up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
the top of one of those wally bits, and your thighs are just going
panicked braking,
like you're trying to clutch to the cliff face with your thigh muscles.
It is quite stressful skiing when you're not very good at it.
Yeah.
Because it's quite dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're skiing down a mountain and you can't control it.
Yeah.
It's not something you'd normally do, is it? But no. We do that as a holiday.
No, and also there's a kind of sense to it. I think some people put that to one side. They're like, yeah, it's great. And then if they get hurt, they're like, whoa.
Well, what's happening
out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking the opposite of that. I was kind of thinking if you're useless and careful and do it kind of gingerly.
Yeah.
You're less likely to end up being one of those people you see getting put on the cable cars in,
yes,
wrapped tightly into a stretcher.
Yes.
You may or may not be alive.
Wait.
It was a fun week.
Yeah, waiting for the emergency services.
Yeah.
And how were the gigs?
Lovely.
Right.
Although some of them, it's a very young community.
Yeah.
And a couple of the gigs were like pretty much 100% 20.
Yes, yeah, that can be.
Also, it's exacerbated because it's a very specific community and everyone knows each other and everything.
Yeah.
I sometimes had to work against feeling like 1,000 years old.
They can be quite kind of party gigs, can't they? Kind of party gigs, also quite posh, quite hedonistic. Yeah, not always easy.
No.
Yeah.
And young audiences, quite reasonably, you can never say to a young audience, you're young, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because that's not how they perceive themselves.
No.
And neither should they.
Yeah.
So, I like that. It's a good discipline to stay fresh and relevant.
Yes, yeah.
So that's what I did. I stayed fresh and relevant. I said, hey, kids, I'm going to lay down some funky stuff for you here.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, cool, Daddy.
Yeah.
That's how it went. How cool am I?
You're really, really cool to be able to do that.
So what did you do while I was there?
Well, I went running a few times. I went to a club night at Heathside to try and get myself used to running fast again.
Yeah.
And realised I just found it really, really hard. It was the first club session I'd had in ages.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do anything like I used to.
Right.
And I found myself, whereas I used to be safely in the middle of the B group, sometimes near the front of the B group.
Yep.
Here I was, mid-pack C group, occasionally having to miss a rep. Just an overweight, underfit.
It was
a failure.
Something of an awakening.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Yeah, I mean, He's part of the process of trying to get faster again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit better. And I had a few runs, a couple of runs after that, and just getting into the rhythm again. But
it's just amazing, like you say, how far away it can feel.
Yes.
You know, it's like the other day when I ran around the park and thought, oh, that was good. I gave it my all.
Yeah.
And ran 3 miles in, you know, at that pace. And it's like, yeah, what, you mean that pace that you maintained for a whole marathon once?
Yeah.
So how? When?
Yeah, I had that in a run I did last week. I kind of, I measured 1 mile.
Yeah.
And I pushed it quite a little bit. I did like 7:03 or something.
Yeah.
I did 26 in 6:52. Do you know?
That's kind of sums it up.
Yeah, it absolutely does, doesn't it? And I realise I'm a stone overweight.
Yeah.
I'm about 13 stone, just under.
Yeah.
And my peak is just under 12, so
yeah,
it's just how to get it, but it's a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you've got to start, haven't you? You have to start somewhere.
That's right.
And I started missing reps and running and just feeling like I was drowning in lactic. But it was also a weird week last week because I was meant to go to Norway.
Yeah.
But McIntyre got ill, so I ended up not going to Norway.
He said, no way.
No way. The humour king of Norway got a cold. He's been christened the humour king in Norway because of the amount of tickets he sells.
That's fantastic.
The humour kongen.
Also, the fact that they call him the humour king shows not that much banter
humor.
Quality
no.
On home turf.
No. Well, I suppose we could say he is a humour king.
The humour kongen
had a cold.
Excellent.
So I ended up not really doing much. And it was like being retired for a week with Rachel.
Yeah.
We just drifted around the house. Bonnie's gone to Asia.
Yeah.
Nothing much to do. There was one day where the most exciting moment that happened. You know when you get that whoosh when you send an email on Apple?
Yeah.
That whoosh.
Yeah.
That felt like the most exciting thing that happened one day. And then the next day, Rachel unearthed some licorice as we start as we were doing the Times crossword. Again, another highlight.
Off sweets again.
Another highlight. Yeah. No.
I was going to joke. Did you sit down and do the crossword? But
no, we did.
A joke. Yeah.
No, that's the highlight of the day. It was like a preview of retirement.
Yeah. Well, not really a preview.
No. And on one level, it was great. But on the other, it was like a total collapse of meaning.
Yes.
By Thursday, Friday, I didn't know what I was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And luckily, I had a gig on Saturday to rescue me from this... Yeah. Look, careful. From this self-enclosed sort of abyss. He kind of rang his bell whilst aiming for us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He didn't have to do that.
No, no. He's like, you'll need to get out of my way.
Yeah, because no, I'm coming through. Yeah.
We're a little crossroads in De Beauvoir town. Some mild cyclist run attention there.
Oh, De Beauvoir.
It wasn't really necessary, but...
De Beauvoir.
They're going to work, I suppose. That makes it more important. Look at that, though. Gorgeous, eh?
Yeah.
He's on the other side of the rhododendrons.
Oh, hello, sir.
Sorry, cheers.
Cheers, mate, thanks. So it was pretty, it's quite, and then we drank a few nights. We had a few nights on the old wine.
Guess what I did?
Because why not?
In France.
You drank?
I drank.
Woo!
But you know what?
Go on then.
I mean, I've been really strict, as you know, about beer.
Yeah.
Specifically, because I feel like it's very calorific, it's very easy drinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stopped on a dime on December 31st. But suddenly, you ski for a day, and then you pull up at some spectacular, you know, resto halfway up a mountain.
Yeah.
And then you think, do you know
you
what?
You really fancy a beer.
Fancy a beer. And
I can imagine, yeah.
I mean, it feels so right, it can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Feels so right.
It's too good.
So
I also ate a lot of bread. Did I mention the bread?
Our beer and bread.
They were baking fresh bread every day.
Right, yeah.
Sorting, getting kind of served breakfast.
Yeah.
Like a hotel, more a chalet deal, but still.
Yeah.
Walk into the kitchen, someone hands you coffee, a bowl of muesli, fresh bread, smashed avocado.
It's one of those... You know, it's not a holiday because you're working, but one of those weeks where it is so demanding skiing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not that good at it.
Yeah.
That you do tend to eat loads of...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, for me, when I'm drinking on the slope, I always go for Vachon. That hot little sweet wine.
Yeah.
And I love it. I have a few of those, and then the skiing in the afternoon's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And if you fall, it doesn't matter so much.
Yeah. Well, it's that funny old thing about, you know, in inhibitions, the way we would never drink and drive or whatever. Although, they kind of do, but that's another story.
Yeah.
It's that sense that skiing gets easier. Well, basically, one of the things about skiing is that thinking doesn't necessarily help.
Yes. No,
so
you're
if
right.
you've got really good visibility and you're really sharp, it just gets scary and you start sort of micromanaging the whole deal.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're kind of clinging to, you're just not committing to the downhill. And yet, once it clouds over a little bit, you can't see as much on the slopes.
Yeah.
And you drink a couple of massive beers.
You feel better.
It literally gets easier.
Yeah.
That's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It is.
It's a slippery slope.
I think I've said this before. I find it easier when you've... If you ski with kids a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they just have a bit more fun.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about it less and playing with it.
You haven't been skiing with my kids.
Right.
It was quite amazing the other day when my son said, I'd like to go skiing again.
Really?
Because... But yeah,
he didn't really enjoy it.
Well, he kind of got there, but you know, he's like me, just very careful, very scary, and you know, just we're afraid to let go. You know,
yeah,
which is our prerogative. When I was there this week, a couple of times, I imagined I was with him, looking after him.
Yeah,
and I realised in a great moment of clarity that it's just me.
Yeah,
him in my head, I was trying to look after.
Yeah.
High up the mountainside,
it's just me.
It's me. Honestly, but it was very, you know, that's a lot of time. I did loads of skiing on my own.
Right, all right.
Between
okay.
the kind of mechanics of it and the solitude, I've got quite a lot of philosophy written down in my book there.
Yes, yeah. It's quite peaceful and confrontational skiing on your own in the mountains, isn't it?
Yeah. And of course, although there's loads of people there, they do not interact at all.
Yeah, yeah, very rarely, yeah, yeah.
Getting a ski lift with like five people.
Yeah.
And they, you know, as far as they're concerned, I suppose the closest you can hope for is that the ski lift is haunted.
Yes. Well, that's always, that's another element of stress when you're not very good at skiing, is it? Getting on the ski lift without... Yeah. Without hemorrhaging five people with you as
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
slip and slide. And
oh, no, I've got that. That's when I didn't miss the kids because being one of the kids fumbled getting off a ski lift last year and then end up kind of skiing across my own child. Then the ski lift being stopped with me kind of trapped underneath it. That was a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very dangerous. And they love that, don't they?
Yeah.
They really...
Oh, Brexit.
Oh, a French lady.
There it is.
I fell over and this French lady came up and said, oh, are you okay? And I said, because that's how French ladies talk.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, c'est bon.
Rob, c'est bon. C'est facile.
Rob Deering.
Coffee.
You're okay. She said... You know, she helped me out. She was really nice. And I was,
yeah.
Of course, as we're always in full over, I was going, I'm fine. Yeah, just an idiot. And she said, oh, you know, even without Brexit, even with Brexit, you'd like to come skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a nice feeling that anyone in Europe who meets a British person is thinking, oh, God, here comes a Brexiteer.
Yeah.
But
it's not true, though.
I made my feelings clear.
Yeah. And also...
She was just making small talk.
Yeah. She was trying to...
Petit D. Yeah, little D. Petit D. Small talk.
So you're feeling... So you missed a week's running. So you're
and
feeling
I added
like...
added a week's bread and beer eating.
Right.
So, you know, I'm on the back foot, but equally... I immediately said to myself, like, whenever, as soon as I got there, I thought, well, that's the reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm set up, yeah, for a nice fresh start.
Oh, look at this.
Fresh start as of today.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping, well, the week before, well, basically my total, I should be doing 36 miles this week.
Right.
Which I think I'll be ready for. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I did the 32 and a half.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
I think hopefully.
So you'll have gone 32 and a half nothing and then 36.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's only a week off though, isn't it? Don't count.
Yeah. You might want to go. You might want to do another 32 just to ease in a bit. I mean, so.
I've got to see what I can fit in anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I won't beat yourself up bumping straight back up.
But how many weeks now? How many weeks from yesterday to London?
Don't know.
Well,
how many? Not many.
It's 4 weeks of April.
Yeah.
4.5 weeks of March.
8.5.
And it's the 11th.
So we've
today.
Got about 10.5 weeks, 11 weeks.
It's plenty of time.
Yeah. Bags of time.
Yeah.
Bags of time. We've got a 10-miler under our... Got a 10-miler in the bank.
Yep. Yep.
And also...
that's a really good one.
Really sort of heavy kind of rugby league character. And also because we're not racing the marathon, it means you can do a long run 2 weeks before and not worry too much about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're not going for the full effort.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's...
We're ready.
Bags of time.
A lot of great stuff going on online with all the other runners.
Yeah.
As the season begins.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
I say, I was thinking about the spring, but... People have been doing some fairly extreme, cold, weather-blown runs, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Did you, because it's bad weather last week, were you out in that at all?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I had like 4 runs last week, so I got a little bit of it. It was nice and, it was sufficiently freezing on Tuesday night to give it a bit of authentic club night feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've
it's almost like real running.
Yeah. It's funny, I've started to... It doesn't take much, though, to start to feel like you're on your way back a little bit. Look out, some guy carrying it.
It's all happening on the old towpath. Right here, eyes. Oh. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fine. Burning like fire. Right eyes. Come on, work properly. What were you saying the other day about how when we stop for the photos, we get a nice break? This is a prime example of that. Here we are in the sunshine.
We've had a lot of people sending us some nice photos, actually, yeah, which is nice, isn't it?
Come on in. And we're running. We're still running, obviously. Yeah. We're running.
Still running.
A lot of cyclists, a lot of wood smoke. Yeah, that's right. It's good to see this stuff. I went up to the back. Meanwhile, back in the Alps.
Yeah.
We went up to the top of the mountain on the last day.
Yeah.
And the views up there are just incredible. It's like Mont Blanc in the distance with a bit of clouds caught on the top like Mount Doom.
Yeah.
The rest of it just sparkling like a blooming chewing gum packet.
Where were you?
Well, we were in Méribel.
Right.
And that was up at the top above Méribel and Courchevel.
Right.
But Courchevel is really high-end and really posh.
Yeah.
And you could feel it in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful place in the world. And everyone in there was really cross, including the people who work there. Oh, no, you can't sit here. No, you can't sit there either.
Yeah.
You sit there.
How bizarre.
Ooh, how odd.
Okay.
And then the guy I was with, well, I wouldn't have been up there if the promoter hadn't turned up, who, of course, is an absolute legend at skiing.
Right.
And more yin and yang, because he was really clear-sighted and helpful.
Yeah.
He was really hard-edged and mean.
Right.
And when I fell over then, he took a video, you know.
Right. It can be quite tough, the ski community. It depends who you're with, can't it?
Yeah,
it can be quite robust sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially the French. Some of the French teachers, they're not as indulgent with the English kids as some of them. Some of the parents would have liked them to be, I remember, from skiing with them.
Well, then my ski teacher, on the first skiing holiday I went on with my wife years ago, her dad, I'm terrible at being taught.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really resistant to guidance.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel stupid and then I get grumpy and blah, blah, blah. You'll have noticed this. Yeah. Something of an autodidact.
What a flexible pupil we have.
But, you know,
I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah. I don't understand. Didn't want to anyway.
Yeah.
But this guy, Italian guy, Hermano,
he
completely got through that. I thought he was fantastic. And it was so... He was such a Yoda.
Yes.
So simple.
Well, they assume that kind of quality, don't they, a lot of ski instructors? Because what they're teaching is so instinctive.
And because you're desperate, you're scared.
Yes.
So you're really emotionally vulnerable to them.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It feels like your life is in their hands.
That's a good point, actually. You project all over them. They have to be safe.
Yeah.
Guide me to safety. Yeah.
It's you, isn't it? You're the one who's doing
this. You're the one who knows.
Make sure I don't get broken or die.
Pressure
on the downhill ski. But the other thing, and this is really key, so I'm not going to shy away from it. I really noticed how, you know, at first, and I was all scared and out in the mornings, it would be very logical, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure your hands down the slope, bend your knees, da da da. But the more better, more I got into it, the more the day went on, the more philosophical it got. I realized something amazing and kind of obvious. Common sense philosophy stuff is amazingly, versatile.
Yeah.
You know? I was coming up against really useful advice for skiing that is totally from, never mind running, quizzes.
Right.
Performance.
Yeah.
You know, the things that make you good at it, like making sure you're going forward at a good pace but not rushing.
Yes. Yeah.
Believing in yourself, committing to what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Resetting when things go wrong.
Yes.
Just completely reset as if, you know, remembering
starting
that you've got
again.
No past.
Yes,
All these things are just relevant.
Moment to moment awareness.
Pretty much every walk of life.
Yes, yeah.
And yet I got to all of them from going, from literally trying not to fall over while sliding down a mountain.
Beer and bread helps.
Yes.
These massive, there's all loads of runners today.
You can think
which
about
is great, isn't it?
Yeah, big clubs.
Loads of women and loads of, right. A club or something.
That's it.
It's so inspiring seeing loads of people out running.
That's right.
And it's a great time of the year, isn't it? Because everyone's out.
That's it.
The initial phase of the sort of early January, you know, sort of resolutions have faded. But my goodness, there's so many people
still
out.
That's right. They're all out there.
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely.
I think I just got a shot of us. With people running behind us, you don't want to kind of go, hey, look, runners.
Yeah.
It's okay to take pictures of them from behind. So, yeah, we've come down to Haggerston, through the cyclists of De Beauvoir Town, past Old Saints, and onto the canal.
Yeah.
Turned right, we're going past the old Gainsborough Studios. And you watch any more films this week?
I saw... Can You Ever Forgive Me?
we talked about that?
That was on Monday. So, yeah, so we can't have, because we went for our...
Can you forgive me, as the Melissa McCarthy, Richard Grant one?
Yeah, which is fantastic. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
I absolutely loved it, yeah. It's got everything I want in films. It's got New York.
Yep.
Bookshops.
Yep.
Quite despicable characters, but broken up.
Yep.
And alcoholics.
Great.
I love that. That's a great... I don't really need much else.
No.
I mean, New York and bookshops would almost do it.
Yeah. God.
But Richard E. Grant's amazing.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. And so's Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. It's just a really nice movie.
Yeah, excellent. It's funny, though, when you said you'd seen it, you said, I saw... Can you ever forgive me? And I really literally thought you were about to tell me you'd seen some film that we were supposed to see together.
Just some appalling... Or an appalling film. But no, it was great. We've got... Now that we're fading into retirement, we've got movie club on a Monday night.
Oh, great.
But going out to the films.
Ooh.
To the filmies. So we can't do it tonight.
Still got one child still living in the house.
Yeah, but it's very... It's like living with a gangster rapper. He's just upstairs spitting bars all evening.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of drama this week because...
But that's why he's got such a great flow.
Yeah. We've got a bit of drama this week because he's having... Look at...
Ooh. It's the busiest it's ever been on the towpath. It's the weather.
He's having a...
Gilets jaunes. Ooh, gilets jaunes.
I don't know if you've seen some of that footage on Facebook, YouTube. I don't sort of seek it out, but there's one that was showing the gilets jaunes in kind of street combat with the opposition to the gilets jaunes.
Yeah.
Who also wore... Gilets jaunes.
Right.
So everyone was
in the... Gilets jaunes gendarmes?
No, they weren't. They were just civilians, gilets jaunes. So everyone...
Gilets jaunes.
It just seemed like a really French thing to do. Everyone wear the same kit.
Yeah. Some of them should go skins.
Yeah. Come on, mate. Pick a side.
No, funny. I read in the paper yesterday there was clashes over the weekend. And it's the 13th. Weekend of protests.
I know.
Well, that is seriously ongoing. But then
absolutely
I just
imagine
people who aren't involved going, I can't really do this on the podcast, but basically in a very French way going,
yet again, here we go.
Boof, boof, boof. These daffs are coming.
Daffs are out. Really early for the daffs.
Yeah. The weather's going to go cold again, they say. And they always say that, don't they?
So my son's got a 16th birthday party on Friday.
Yep.
In the house. So that's going to cause a bit of drama.
Are you going to be in?
Shadow of a doubt. Well, I'm gigging at the Comedy Store, so I'll be in later. But he won't want me in. Rachel's out, but in the area.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of George's mates to be bouncers. And it's... going to be a night of real stress and mess, you know.
I suppose he hasn't really told his friends to come just so much as told the internet that the party's happening.
No, he's having a strict door policy, actually.
Good.
He says it'll be crucial.
Yeah.
But it's...
And also kind of cool, so luckily that works.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. And he said anyone disrespects their house gets kicked out. But all George and Bonnie had big parties in the house, a few, so we can't really deny it.
Yeah.
But it's something...
He's more badass than both of them, isn't he?
Yeah, sort of. But they've got a kind of weird respect for mums and stuff and houses that's quite touching. The truth is, you'll probably have kids' parties and you go away and come back and they've tried to tidy up, but you just know that your house isn't the same.
Yeah, that's right.
It's that kind of risky business.
I've been on the other side of that. You know, I try and get the house straight, but I remember my mum saying... You know, was someone sick down the back of this bed? Oh, were they yours?
Yeah, this had so much sticky footfall in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and stuff. You can't get it out.
Yeah. But also, you come up and this is something that I was thinking, oh, that's a familiar feeling. But of course, it's only a familiar feeling for the parent comedian.
Yeah.
Which is where you come in late from a long night's work and you're simultaneously tired and kind of reasonably... pleased with yourself.
Yes.
Because you've been a star.
Yeah.
But that's what you were paid to do.
Yeah, you've had your evening.
You've had your moment,
work.
You know. And what you want, well, you don't even know you want it, but what you want is to just let yourself into a quiet house.
A nice house, yeah.
Maybe sit for a minute and look at something or drink something and then drift off to bed quietly.
Yeah.
And then every now and again, throughout childhood, is the moment where you come in the door and the house goes, like, oh, great. My reality has been entirely reset, whether it's by a puking toddler or a smashed back door or someone saying, oh, you've got to give me a lift somewhere.
And it's hilarious with the team parties because they really don't want you there. Of course they don't.
Yeah.
And you walk through the kitchen and everyone's looking at you and it's just like, this is so uncool.
I love feeling so unpopular in my own house.
It's so uncool. Yeah. And any efforts to be cool would only make it even less cool.
I can help you because I was such a cool daddy-o with those kids out skiing, you know. I could tell you some of the cool things to say.
Rob's doing some funky beats for the come-down bit of the party.
Hey, cool, really cool stuff for the kids. Hey kids, I don't know if you know, but I do a little bit of musical stuff myself.
It's a bit of scat jazz.
Here's a song in the key of C. I don't know if you know keys and stuff. Here we go. Cool daddy, cool daddy, cool daddy.
The floor emptying begins.
Cool daddy, cool.
What's he doing, bruv? Get him out, get him upstairs.
So yeah, do you want me to come?
Yeah, you've got to come. But I go so far the other way that so uncommunicative that's my attempt to be cool.
I go
so far not trying to be cool that I'm hoping it comes out the other side and becomes cool. But obviously,
you know
whatever I'll do will fail.
Do you know what always works? Trying to be cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Ultimately, that ship has sailed for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But at least we can be cooler than people who are the same age as us.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Some of them.
Julie often crashes Huxley's parties.
Yeah.
Quite drunk and starts dancing.
Yeah.
And that's real. That's really tough. When she finishes off her slut drop, it's like,
yeah,
everything's gone. It's like an evening-ending move of such depth and power that everyone has to just go back, just leave the venue.
It's just a different version of pushing right through to the... Well, we can't top that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Here we are coming up into Angel off the canal. Busy at the towpath, wasn't it?
Really busy, in a way that's...
Here's another one. This car here, this van, turning right?
Yeah.
And the bike just rang the bell whilst overtaking. It's like,
you're on the wrong side.
The bike's like, you don't overtake a van that's turning right.
No.
But, there you go.
Ooh. It's quite...
Do you know how wet you got my feet when you went
just
to
then.
That
puddle? Sorry, mate. It's quite, I'm going to say it, it's quite irritating how many cyclists are on that towpath. Although, I suppose I've got to be there.
Yeah.
It's because you can't always hear them, because they don't always ring, that's a problem.
No, that's right. And also, I'm used to being down there alone, running with the two of us.
Yes.
Suddenly,
we're a bit in our world.
It gets a lot harder to share as well, because we're quite, you know, we're two abreast.
Yeah.
Two abreast.
Yeah, I suppose. We're the equivalent that cars feel when cyclists cycle two abreast down narrow roads.
That's right.
We're those guys.
Yeah. So you go down the alley, let's do this.
Yeah.
I didn't normally do this, but let's do it today because it'll be crazy. This is where all the comedy happens now. We're near the Bill Murray pub.
Yes.
And the Camden
I've heard this is... I'm way too old for this, Gav.
Oh, yeah.
Do you gig there?
No.
Right.
And then the first time I saw it, there was a big queue outside.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, who's on? And they were like, we don't know. And that's the first time I came up against that social proof thing.
Right.
Where you force a queue.
Right.
And everyone goes, oh, a queue, that place must be good.
So they just start queuing.
Yeah. And I had that in Cardiff the other day.
Yeah.
The new fashionable place for the teens to go and eat is Oaxaca.
Right.
And
Oaxaca. You want to get yourself down Oaxaca?
And good. I have to do that in Welsh.
This they place do a great Wagyu beef down Oaxaca.
I've seen a queue outside the breakfast club as well.
Yeah.
When this alley is full of nice cafes.
Yeah.
Not all. If you know, if I saw a queue,
not all full.
I'd go somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know why I don't want a queue? Because I'll be dead soon.
Yeah. Because I want to have breakfast.
Yeah,
I've got time to be queuing for breakfast.
But yeah, in the freezing cold in Cardiff last weekend, people were waiting for Oaxaca to open so they could get their breakfast.
Wow.
Queuing across the street. Yeah, we'll be part of your advertising. Camden Heads, it all happens there.
So this is where it's at, is it?
Yeah, well, the
this
Bill
is
Murray
the cool pub.
This is where it started, but there's the Bill Murray pub is around the corner.
Comedy nights free.
Yeah, they're free.
So, yeah.
Always free.
See, that's it. That's the...
That's why we don't go.
That's why we don't do it. Because you don't get paid much. They give you about 20, 30 quid a slot there.
That is a lovely old gin palace, though, isn't it? Just the pub itself.
Yeah.
I remember meeting an old Irish guy at the bar there. He just wanted to chat, you know.
Yeah.
He was the classic guy. He was at the bar on his own. You know, plenty of drinks in, but not in a state.
Yeah.
Very smart. It sounded like a blazer and a bow tie.
Right.
And he just kept talking about how lovely it was that there was music on, playing in there. I like music. It's not like one of these Wetherspoons pubs.
Yeah.
It's just music. I like a little bit of music. It's not like one of these Wetherspoons pubs.
You want to get down Wahiki if you like music.
Yeah. Wahaka.
Oh,
where did you go?
Danger.
Where did he go?
Got away with it.
What's wrong? Pedestrians, huh? Well, thanks for slagging me off to my face when you had to stop at a red light.
what happened there was a little...
He was having a massive go at pedestrians, and I went back to field that complaint. He was a cyclist who literally stopped at a red light. Because you went in the road, and we were in the road, right?
Yeah.
But they were stopping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're all friends. We're all friends, you know, cyclists, pedestrians. We're all going to live here together.
One world.
Yeah, one world, man. You know, there's a new film out. How many of these have you seen in Bohemian Rhapsody?
No. Yes, I've seen Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. My name's Forrest Gump. I'm not a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is. Of course you've seen Forrest Gump, because that's what you base all your running on.
We've all seen Forrest. Cyclists get annoyed at runners.
But pedestrians.
Cyclists get annoyed at
blooming pedestrians. It's like, that's everyone.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Did that lady give you a fright? She gave me a fright. She was crouching in the vestibule.
She was crouching in the doorway at Wahiki.
People crouching in the vestibule.
Crouching in the doorway at Wahiki.
You know, my favourite band, Public Service Broadcasting.
Yeah.
They had their music on the BAFTAs last night.
All right.
With the... Cirque du Soleil dancing around the moon.
Oh, I saw.
And the moon is coming to is it in the Natural History Museum, Science Museum?
Is it really?
It's coming to. Right. It's the sequel to the Sun.
Right.
And when the Sun was in the turbine hall at the Tate Modern.
Right.
Now the moon's coming. And Public Service Broadcasting are playing.
Did you see the BAFTAs?
No, because a skybox is broken.
Oh, okay.
So my wife wanted to watch them, and I was like, I've got to fix it. I'll get around to it soon. Oh. Like that. So that's what she got instead. Why did you?
I did see it, yes.
You got the BAFTAs, you got the leggings.
I saw the BAFTAs, I got the New Balance leggings.
So tell us about the BAFTAs, but no plot spoilers. Because I haven't seen it yet.
I'll tell you what, I didn't see it all.
Yeah.
Because...
It was Joanna Lovely hosting, wasn't it?
She was Joanna Lovely hosting. Because I hadn't seen all the films.
Right.
So I thought, this is just silly.
Don't want to see the clips.
I'm just waiting to see films that I haven't even seen. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't bother with it. I saw a bit of it, and then I just thought, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother, I'm going to chip off.
Have you seen Miller's Crossing?
Yes.
Cause,
I love the film Miller's Crossing, yeah.
Talking about the late, great Albert Finney this weekend.
Right.
Who I really rate it. I think it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's sad that he's gone. I mean...
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, it's a real shame, isn't
it? And I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was in a really low-key, totally surreal way. So I was doing this corporate for international engineers.
Yeah.
In a posh hotel in, like, Surrey or somewhere. And I needed to make a phone call, and there was no signal.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll just pop outside somewhere. And I went down the hotel corridor, and it was so far. I walked for like 5-10 minutes down completely empty hotel corridors till I found a French window and popped it open.
Yeah.
And I went out there and I made my phone call. And I went back in and I walked all the way back to my lonely suite. And all that time I saw one person in the corridor.
Yeah.
It was Albert Finney.
Wow. My goodness.
And he was walking up the corridor.
Yeah.
And he had a big beard. And of course, super famous. So I must have given him that. Oh, it's you, look.
Yeah.
And he said, hi. It was great.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Albert Finney.
So, yeah.
I'll show you the life of the mind.
Miller's Crossing.
Yeah, great.
Scene where you find out that he's still got it. It's one of my favourite scenes in any film ever.
Yeah.
It's magnificent. I've watched it about 8 times this weekend.
It's a lovely movie, yeah.
He's also magnificent in Erin Brockovich. And of course, this is not touching any of his exciting early, you know, Saturday night.
Jumped up a water tower last night.
7 seconds. Come on, Eastern Door. We can cross this.
You're going to meet me.
Easy.
Easily
done.
Nice.
In a really busy section of Angels suddenly.
Ooh! The man with the trolley.
What's going on?
Holland Barrett, are you hitting up any supplements?
Am I doing what?
Hitting up any supplements for your health regime?
A little bit. I tend to drop a Q10 when I'm going to do some writing.
Right.
That's about it, really.
What is that?
It's like a lewd. It's a speedball. Yeah. I ingest it. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight hours without a comma, a sentence break, a full semicolon, colon. Just stream of consciousness.
Yeah, brilliant. Like what's his name?
Works out really well.
Alan Ginsberg.
Running, going through the
I get strong, blind like jazz, gas, footfall, left, right, left, right.
Breathe, in, out, in, out, in, out.
Great. Well, that sounds like a really healthy plan.
One thing that was really annoying yesterday with the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
They did the montage of people who are no longer here.
Yeah.
You know, Burt Reynolds. Yeah, Penny Marshall. Is it Penny Marshall?
And
loads of people. Just a sad, reflective moment.
Of course, yeah.
But over it, they played...
George Formby?
That really irritating live jazz.
Oh, no.
This perfectly nice girl came and was just playing really irritating... live jazz. And it made you want her to be in the montage. It was so irritating. It was like, wow, I could really do without this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oaxaca. Wahaku. Oh,
got another one. We can get it. Get a green man.
Bloody pedestrians. Yeah. So walking around in the world.
So what did you say to him then?
I said, what are you saying?
I just basically called him out. And then did he come back with anything?
No, he's carried on sitting on his bike, looking away and muttering to himself as if he didn't mind I was there. But he very much rejected the idea of a conversation with me.
Right.
But hey, a lot of tension with the cyclists.
Each to his own, yeah.
But I was thinking about jazz. You were saying about jazz.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting thing, isn't it? I watched... we were watching High Society last night.
Yeah.
Which I love.
High Society, whenever you're near. High Society, it's you that I fear. It's
That's high anxiety.
High anxiety.
Classic Mel Brooks.
Classic Brooks. So go on then, you're watching High Society.
Yeah, and it's got, there's a bit of, now you has jazz.
Yeah.
Now you has jazz. It's really good. I mean, yeah. It's a great song. But it's, you could totally, there's no defending against accusations of cultural appropriation, right?
Right.
Because basically you take the absolute topmost of the popmost, jazz, you know, who's the Artie Shaw, Louis Armstrong.
Right, yeah.
Tommy Young, Ed Hall, playing this great stuff. And they're all just sidemen to the old white guy that is Bing Crosby, you know.
Right, yeah.
Playing a song by Cole Porter.
Yeah.
But it works a treat.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and it's from its time, and da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then, in recent years, jazz has... With the, you know, like La La Land and Dave Chazelle films and Whiplash.
Yeah.
There's this idea that jazz is this... amazing thing, you know, that to be revered,
right?
Which is misunderstanding, isn't it? Because it should, any music needs to be alive and yes. played and played with, you know,
yeah, and enjoyed.
And yes. ultimately, it feels to me like if you get Ryan Gosling going, yeah, because jazz is just so beautiful, and then kind of respecting it, yeah. taking ownership over it, he's essentially just a passive aggressive Bing Crosby,
just doing
isn't
the same thing, yeah.
And it's complete. It is an interesting dialogue because it is, you know, it's America trying to work out what to do with this black art form.
Yeah. You know? And was it not? I mean, I don't know, but I'm sensing it was a bit of a popular art form as well. It was sort of like
yeah.
It wasn't always just
it's for partying.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
But I think also the other thing, and this goes right through popular music and musical movements that started in the 20th century, is that. Musicians get excited and start to really play. And I think what you really need, if you're going to share it with the crowd, is songs.
Yeah.
When other people get really excited about music, whether it's Jimmy Page or late era Miles Davis, you know, it's like song schmongs or Radiohead's,
yeah.
you know, later albums. Just, you know, we don't want songs, we just want bits that go. They're not as good.
No.
Songs are good.
People like singing.
Yeah. And they like shape.
Yeah.
They like a bit of narrative sense. Let's face it, humanity is the search for narrative, isn't it?
It's a search for song.
Yeah. Here's Paul Tonkinson on Highbury Field, silhouetted against the spring sky. Luckily silhouetted because he's pulling a ridiculous face.
I wanted to hold forth a little bit on the nature of... And this is a topic that you might recoil at, but I want to deal with it tastefully.
Yeah.
Dropping the kids off.
Ah, no!
Which...
I did record.
Listeners will know what we're talking about. I'm talking about wanting to, during the run...
Oh, okay.
What happens on the morning of a run.
I literally thought that you were dropping the kids off.
No. And how to deal with it. Because we've talked about it before a little bit.
Yeah, it's important.
Because we often go for a run about 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And we've talked before about sometimes you need a triple drop-off.
Yeah.
Because you wake up, you've had your tea the night before, you think, I'm going to go for a run.
Yeah.
We need a drop-off. So you have your coffee, you have your drop-off. There we go.
Yeah.
But you still know there's more kids who want to go to school.
It's amazing that there's more, because in that moment when the first one finishes, you think, this is it, that's me for the day.
Well, I don't know, because I usually think,
oh, that's good.
I kind of,
yeah.
I know there's more. Then I get to your house.
Yeah.
And part of what I'm talking about is triggers. You get these triggers that make you want to drop the kids off because you know you can drop the kids off.
It's an
opportunity. So
that's our lovely downstairs bathroom.
Yeah. So
it's
your
like
house
invitation.
Your house has become an invitation to create. Yeah, your house has become a kids drop off. So, second drop off of the day.
Yeah.
Few kids. Not massive, but a few kids.
Okay,
dropped
you
off.
Know, you, come on, let's not have too much detail.
No. But then there's the awareness that there's still more kids, and then it's the act of running that goes to final kids drop off.
It's kind of ironic.
And then they all run off to school.
Because you want it all clear before the running, but
you absolutely
running
do.
Will definitely get
but
you.
But sometimes
what
it's
you
the
need.
Act of running that makes you.
Yeah, I really
it's just one of those things because it does. It is an issue, isn't it? It's a live issue for people.
I envy all these people, loads of people, and also, I'm sure people envy us because we can go out for a run at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I envy people who get out first thing.
Right.
You know, every time I see one of these beautiful dawn photos we've been sharing, I've been thinking, wow, you're regular. Because when I started running, I started trying to go out first thing in the morning. It feels like what you should do.
Yeah.
Set your alarm and get out and back before everyone gets up.
Yeah. But it sets emotion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got into difficulties a couple of times in those days.
Yeah.
Thank goodness the cleaners were in at that hotel in Southwold.
But
hello, can I come in for a second?
But what?
Yeah,
but
sure.
What,
thanks. Runs
but
past.
What happens is, as well, is that when we're running, this triggers thing, I think, is quite important.
Yeah.
You have places of drop-off.
Yeah.
So even if you don't necessarily want to drop off, just by running past it makes you maybe think about it.
Yeah, I think
do
that's
you know
just
I mean?
You.
You.
I think that it's... ultimately, you're a bit like one of those dogs.
Heart FM.
He is.
Heart FM in
magic,
the area.
Magic.
Magic. Magic FM.
I tried correcting him on that the other day every time. Hey.
Mate, great to see you, mate.
Your dog.
Great to see you, man.
I'm getting you. Well, it's cold. It's a winter thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't been running that long.
Yeah, on Wednesday, let's
do
that.
Really? Oh, nice.
You can come too if you want.
I might have a go. We'll have a little look. A little look.
Oh, yeah. I just realised I should stand there so that you're on the microphone. Hey, okay. I saw online that you met Elizabeth Banks and Chris Pratt.
I did meet Elizabeth Banks and Chris Pratt from the new Lego film.
Really nice.
You've been doing some quite high-end interviews, haven't you? And so yeah. I've been seeing it. I've seen it. You've been doing really well.
To put their microphones near my face.
Like supplicants, like
microphones are already on their faces. Like, you do feel like a baby bird feeding.
And you're taller than me, at least, so I'm going to look it up.
And I also saw you in a drama. I mentioned it only the other week. What
yeah,
was
we
it
were talking
you were a hotel receptionist.
Yeah, I was a midterm. I love this. I'm meeting everyone.
You're doing really well.
You're doing
really, really
well.
Yeah,
we're watching you.
It's the same. It's all worked out for us. don't think there's
everyone,
nothing going on with us.
Everyone who's been listening to this knows Paul was just talking about he turns out to have accidentally retired.
That is how we say it.
Almost, last week. I had a week of retirement.
Empty nest syndrome, is it looking good on
fire? Oh, man, it's hard work. It's really hard work. Yeah, they've virtually all gone apart from the youngest Rudy, and it's... He's just upstairs doing his own thing. It's tough, man.
Spitting bars.
I'd love to be funny about it, but it's really, really hard. It's really hard.
When I just go to bed, I'm like, thank God. A minute later, I'm like, I missed them.
Oh, man. It's a vacuum. Yeah, it's really
hey,
tough.
I didn't see my kids. I can stand away from you while I'm talking. I didn't see my kids all last week. And when I got back, me and my wife are very similar height. And when I got back, my son was taller than my wife and shorter than me. He's gone into the little gap there.
You've got to stay taller than your kids.
Yeah, it's not
you have
happen.
To. You have to. Yeah, it's a game over. Then you have to move out. You've got to move out of the house.
That's why you started wearing that Mexican heel.
Right.
See you
great
Wednesday.
To see you. Great take care. Show, cheers, man. Thank you. Same here.
See you Wednesday. See you Wednesday. Wait, I need to get the mic near the dog. Tom Price from Magic FM.
I know that was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it, when I said
every
Heart
time.
FM? I thought I was being... Whoa!
Sorry.
Well, what, you should be going. You should go with that. Why is that woman not going?
She let the van go.
Because she's got a baby.
Sunshine.
She just wanted the baby to get run over. But I thought I was being really meaty and cool and like, Heart FM! Wrong station. It's really bad, isn't it?
You can see his crest fall as well.
He did. His face really drifted downwards.
You blew it real bad.
But I'll tell you what, that's what makes running commentary, such a compelling listen. From an extended dropping the kids off metaphor to showbiz banter. Isn't it? That's what makes it what it is.
I did really like the way. Because I'm that much shorter than Tom. Really, throughout that conversation, I was just standing right close to him, looking up at the sky. Yeah. It was really surreal. Still, Elizabeth Banks and Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's doing well, actually. He's getting some good interviews, isn't he, on the hat?
F Magic. I love the way that I really like both those performers. And I'm really going to say this without, you know, but what I love about Elizabeth Banks is she pretty much broke through to major fame by having a really filthy laugh.
Because
the two breakthrough roles on that.
I don't actually know who she is.
Oh.
I will do when you tell me.
Well, she's the voice of the main character in the Lego movie.
Right.
And,
haven't seen that.
But her two breakthrough roles with the filthy laugh are she's in the scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin where he pretends to be David Spade and just asks her all questions.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And she's going to. And also, she is the. In Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
She's a girl at the bank who Leonardo DiCaprio charms into helping him out, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And filthy laugh. You've got to use
filthy
what you
laugh,
got.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've just come through Highbury Barn and it is a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
I noticed it looking up at the sky.
Whilst you were chatting to Tom
Price. Yes, aren't there clouds up there?
Yeah.
And
it really is beautiful.
It's funny that he's dreading his kids going to university because they're like, what,
four and
three?
So he's so far off it. You realise that when I started having kids about 29, generationally, that was quite young for us lot.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, true.
I've actually got an empty nest at 50.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Well, you all sort of. You started about the same age, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for me, the interesting thing is that comedy from. You know, I was young when I started doing comedy gigs, but I still felt like I came to it on the late side, like I'd done other stuff first.
Right.
And that was really noticeable in the first few years because when I started my first tour, I was touring around universities.
Yeah.
And I'd come to comedy from sitting about watching daytime TV. And so basically, I was demographically on the same page as the students.
Yes, you were one of them, yeah.
Although I was actually nearly a decade older than.
Right.
But didn't really notice, right? And that was my first tour.
Yeah.
And my career kicked off. My life kicked off. And I did that university tour, like, every autumn for 5 years.
Yeah.
And so jump cut to 5 years later, and I found my voice. I've got married.
Yeah.
Had a couple of kids, and now I'm like a generation older than you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like last week I was here.
Yeah, I was one of
you. And we're all mates. And tonight I'm here, and I'm a thousand years old.
Staring across the generational abyss. So we're doing a steady six. My week's training this week, I'm going to do six today.
Oh, sorry. What's that? Always see this bit of. It's a
bit of topiary. What is that? Some sort
of. It's an elephant, isn't it?
An elephant.
It's got a trunk, I think. It's topiary, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Do you know how they could afford to do that?
How?
They got a hedge fund. Yeah. We shouldn't have taken a picture of it. That's private. That stuff is private.
That is a good one. That is a good one. So week in review.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday, steady six. Tuesday, I'll be doing some intervals tomorrow.
Yeah.
Down the track.
Just selling ice creams.
Yeah.
Putting a safety curtain down.
Wednesday, I'll be doing a bit of a long run. I might hopping on you and price action, but if I do, I'll run there and back. I want to do about 12 on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd like to do 12 sometime this week.
We need to start ramping it up.
Do you want to do
Thursday? I'll probably spend the whole day planking.
Yeah. I tell you what we should do.
Yeah.
I'm just literally. This is a.
That you just had a thought.
This is a production meeting now, so.
Right, okay.
Bear with it, listeners.
Do we assume our production meeting voices?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm stepping. Take a seat, Paul.
Okay,
there's only a few minutes. And thank
can
you
we run it up the flagpole?
Yeah, let's let's put this out on the doorstep, see if the cat looks up.
Okay,
what I'm thinking,
yes.
Going forward.
Yeah, going forward.
Going forward. is that when we're running, we should go forward. So I'm supposed to run with Tom on Wednesday anyway, right?
Yeah.
And we need to practice various recording strategies for the London Marathon.
Yeah.
Why don't we set off together on Wednesday morning, run 12 miles,
right,
and at some point hook up with Tom, give him a microphone so we don't have to kiss his face.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He can run with this for a bit.
Right.
Give us a kind of angle, change of pace.
Yes, okay.
Like a kind of try-out marathon runner.
Right, okay.
And then...
And see who we are.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
It's an idea, isn't it?
It is an idea, yeah.
Is someone put that all in an email?
So just to recap, vis-a-vis Wednesday, question mark. Going forward, long run going forward. London Marathon... dry run. Yeah. Okay.
No, we'll do that.
Great.
We'll do that. Round the park?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it. Which way?
This way. Left.
And so then, that's and then,
so we'll get the long run. We'll get the chat with Pricey from Heart Magic FM. And and all fun will be had.
Yeah.
And then I might do a park run. We'll see. I might be a bit tired by the weekend. I've got a weekend at the Comedy Store this weekend.
Okay, so would that be Hackney Marsh?
If I did, it would be Hackney Marsh.
Yeah.
How about you? What's
Cannon happening? Hill.
What's happening? Oh, you're in Birmingham,
yeah.
All right, mate.
We had to do a commentary from down here last week.
I'd like to apologise to the people of Birmingham for this accident.
There's no need to apologise, mate. It's very accurate.
I can't help myself. I like the Canadian Park.
It is. It's a swift one, isn't it?
It's great. But it's got a bit of a hill at the end, like.
Right, you've got to run round the toilet.
A bit of a stitch at the end, like.
Great.
Now, when I did it ages ago, although if you're one of these people who's rapidly just caught up or is listening to a podcast backwards, then you might already know this.
That was funny, isn't it? The guy listening backwards.
Yeah. Isn't that? Yes. And the person who listened to it speeded up and said,
I
quote,
"He's better.
You sounded normal.
Right.
And I sounded like someone on the phone in a Tom and Jerry cartoon." I'm like, thanks very much.
People come to us at different times and listen, and most people start from the beginning.
Yeah.
But one...
It's good because then you guys hear us repeat ourselves.
Yeah, one guy started at the end and he's going running backwards.
Yeah.
Which it makes some sort of sense.
Luckily, we've never really learned
made any
anything,
progress. Yeah.
So that won't... It will be the same.
Yeah. He was talking about our PBs going down as progressively getting slower. But in fact, with me, it's more of a bell curve.
Yeah. Yeah, you are
a bit slow
of a bell.
The last year and a half. Yeah, he's a bit of a bell. More of a bell end, mate.
No, wait. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to say that out loud. You said it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, didn't think you were actually going to use the whole phrase.
I've lost it now. It was perfect before, now it's gone. Okay. But yeah, so I was at Cannon Hill Parkrun.
Yeah.
Going pretty steady, I thought. And early days of parkrun.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have much awareness of finishing,
right,
times.
Yeah.
But equally, I was going to... What from here is a pretty spectacular lick.
Right.
Anyway, got to the end. It's going up that hill.
Yeah.
And suddenly, this old guy with a lovely swoosh of white hair...
Yeah.
...came sprinting past me.
Right.
Like, what did he do that? What's that all about? And when I got the results... I got 20 minutes and 4 seconds.
Wow.
And he was claiming as 20.
Wow.
And that was when I realised about 20.
About 20 minutes, yeah.
Look, these crocuses are coming in. Beautiful. I'm going to get some.
Beautiful. The croci, the daffodil.
Croci. Absolutely beautiful. I've lost it. It's gone. No shadow.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
So yeah, I think, and also because we're on a, because we didn't see each other last week, if you are listening to this on Thursday or Friday, this parkrun we're talking about is tomorrow.
Right.
So you might.
That's good. Yes, we're on a.
See, Paul Hackney-Marsh, and you might see me at Cannon Hill, but we're not making any promises, are we, Paul?
No, because especially because I've got a late show on a Friday, and, right. And also Rudy's birthday party on a Friday.
You might literally not have had any sleep.
No.
And I'll have been that's in the Penta Hotel in Birmingham, so I won't have got any sleep either.
Is it quite? Is it quite busy though? Is it
at 4 a.m. going,
right.
Corridor. Corridor.
Is this Rob's room?
I think hotels have stopped working.
what are the kind of hotels they put us up in?
Well,
they're just.
But I think it's true of more and more of. I've been in all kinds of hotels recently.
Yeah.
People go into the city at the weekend, they party it up.
Yeah.
Come back in the middle of the night, open
mash
the doors.
Yeah.
And go, oh, corridor. Yeah. No, no, corridor, corridor. Yeah.
Slam,
they don't
slam.
Say corridor.
Slam, slam, knock, knock.
Yeah. It doesn't make me cross or anything.
No, of course not.
No, no. I'm okay with it. So angry.
So how's your body feeling on the first run?
I have
about
to
for
say.
A week or so. We're about an hour in, I'd imagine. We've been running for a while.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more than six, actually.
Right.
To make this a six, you'd have to cut a bit off because it's one of my sevens.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah, I feel surprisingly good.
Good, good.
I thought I might notice it. Well, not so much because of the break. It's because of all the skiing aching.
Yeah.
I was hurting so much yesterday.
The thing about coming off skiing is that you tend to underestimate a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there are certain... You're at altitude.
Yeah.
So you're breathing really great air all the time, and you do feel that a little bit. That's part of the...
Yeah.
Why it feels so good to be up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I felt fitter being there.
Yeah.
This year, because I remember being up last year, but I think also... Last year's skiing holiday, we were up really high.
Right.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
It's walking around with ski boots on, not the skiing, the bits in between. You just start thinking, oh, so tired. You're just not getting enough oxygen.
Yeah.
Whereas last week, I mean, putting ski boots on is the...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hardest thing,
yes.
I voluntarily do in adult
taking them on and off is a nightmare.
Oh, it's just like a nightmare.
Yeah,
I don't bend in the middle. Such a first world problem.
I just have so much trouble.
Oh my god!
When I've been invited to the Alps,
can't we get someone to take our boots on and off for us?
I mean, where are the boot staff? I need boot staff,
Monsieur.
It's always a relief to drop your ski stuff off.
To drop the kids off.
Knowing you've survived.
Yeah, yeah.
You've survived the holiday.
And to drop the kids off on the slopes.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
I bet you know, if you ever go somewhere skiing that Paul's been before, you know that he's dropped the kids off in every schloss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a dog weeing on every tree it sees. That's my tree. That's my car seat.
I'm really enjoying these leggings this morning, actually. Something about them.
Is it the fact that they were free and they were sent to you and none were sent to me? Is that what's fantastic about the whole?
Just
bloody pedestrians.
Just to fill you in, I've got some kit through from New Balance.
New Balance.
Thank you very much, New Balance. Lovely. Some leggings, T-shirt, and some trainers for the marathon.
Yeah.
And I imagine. Yours will be in the post.
Yeah, that's probably coming along soon. Yeah. Did you get it this morning? Was this morning it came? Yeah,
yeah, I'm
it about 10 days ago.
Right.
But, you know, Stoke Newton is a bit of away from Crouch End, isn't it? It's a different kind of postal zone.
Yeah.
But they've been really nice.
Maybe
say.
They thought
thank you
needed them because you're older now.
Yeah, that.
He's at home doing the crossword. Send him a treat.
Big up New Balance.
But is Michael all right? Is he better?
Yeah, he was all right. He was just had a cold.
Yeah.
And he went to the doctors and they said, just stay in bed. I mean, just you're going to have to stay in bed. He was a real mess. Because he's actually quite a trooper.
Yeah.
Mac, he doesn't take gigs off easy, especially because you're talking about 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a pain. So initially,
80,000 people who want to see the humour king.
Yeah, the humour conga.
Congan.
So initially he was going to just take the week off and then do the big gigs on a Friday.
Yeah.
But then he thought, I'm going to be in bed all week and then my first gigs are like 10, 11,000 people in Oslo.
Yeah.
There might not be that good shows.
Yeah.
So he just took the whole week off.
Yeah, good.
Leading me to a week of crossword puzzles.
More crossword problems. I had the week off and
late
I felt
night.
A little bit listless.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It must have been a nightmare. Yeah.
Late nights, both lots churches. Of kids in the day.
Both the churches of Stoke Newington Church Street, as seen from the wonderful sunny paths, etc.
It's good to stop off sometimes here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Realise.
Oh, you're in that. That's okay. Here he is. Tonkinson, front and centre.
We must run, we must run. We must run for our lives.
So possible 12s on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Parkrun.
Possibility of a
I'll probably, if weekend. I do this parkrun, I'm probably going to run to it.
Right.
Not necessarily a million miles.
Yeah.
But let's just assume 8.
Right.
Let's say it's 2.5 miles away from where I'm staying.
So 12:20, today's 27.
Yeah.
And then maybe one more run for you.
Yeah. I've got 2 days to do it on as well.
Yeah.
Friday and Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And then.
Sounds great.
There's also 5x4. I've got to do my planks every day.
So you didn't do any. There was no planking when
no
you
planking,
were skiing.
No press ups, no stretches, no crunches. I was on the 2x1x2.
Yeah.
2 loaves of freshly baked bread.
Yeah.
1 avocado. 2 enormous pints of
and
lager.
How much beer were you having?
2 enormous pints
was
of lager.
Was it really? Most days, 2, was it?
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Yeah.
Was there no...
it was good.
Were there no days where you just really all went for it? Was it one of those trips where one night you found yourself on a Wednesday really smashed?
It's Tom, who we talked about last time, was with. He's saying, I'm older now, I don't really do that kind of thing. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
He's so obviously.
So obviously does, yeah.
And then there was a guy looking after us, George. He's a lovely fella. And on the Thursday night, yeah, they disappeared.
This is what we do, yeah.
We went out. All of us were out.
Yeah.
And we were out till maybe 2:30 in the morning.
Which is late, isn't it?
Yeah, and then them two and these other people I didn't know just disappeared.
Right.
And we didn't see them until the next afternoon.
Ooh.
At which point they came back looking haunted. Looking like something really, really bad had happened.
Yes, yeah.
Which I think means that something really good had happened.
Yeah.
And
something really short-term good had happened that turned out to be long-term bad.
Because Tom Horton, who's there, he's in a relationship at the moment, but last time he was doing that tour, he wasn't. And,
right.
And when he left, he said, I've got to go, but I should tell you this. Well, when you go to... Anyway, there was a lady. He left a lady in his room when he left.
Right.
You know.
Oh.
Classy.
Right.
So there was a lot of talk of that this time.
Right.
But none of that.
No.
It's all very...
Was he on good form?
Sometimes. But not those guys. Well, maybe those guys. But just observing in general. There is a kind of imperative among those youngsters to kind of party it up.
Yeah.
I don't really want to, but this is the best opportunity. So
I'm going to.
And then out they go till like 5. It's
yeah.
You don't have to. There's no, you know, obligation.
That's a big growing up thing though, that though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I still fight that impulse now.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sort of over it, but it's still an ongoing thing.
No, and Tom was talking about it in terms of going to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I get to bed and I want to watch something, I want to do something else, or I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
Because I want to go to sleep. Because there might be more to the day.
Yes, yeah.
I understand that. The partying seems a long way away, but the actual going to bed and going to sleep
It's trying to it's trying to get that momentum, isn't it? It's trying to honour the next day, isn't it?
Sorry, we haven't been here for ages, but this is where we
found the phone.
These are the people. I'm not going to put their door number in it, but this house here we're passing
right door number.
Do a thank you face as well. And these are the people who returned your phone. Oh no, something really terrible happened with this. Well, and now the postman's going in. It's all happening, isn't it? All right, go again. Sorry. That was
disastrous. It's pretty childish anyway. It deserves interrupting.
Yeah, it did. But nevertheless, thank you to those Albion Road denizens.
Yes.
Who really saved the show, because I think if I'd lost your phone that day...
No. It would have festered for a while.
It would have really improved the show. Yeah. I love series two where they just hate each other for a year. I don't know why I'd hate you. That seems a bit harsh.
No, but it's that... it's that thing of... Maybe that's almost the definition of growing up, isn't it? Honouring the next day in the day you're having now.
Yeah.
Not wanting to do anything today that will affect the quality of the following day.
That's right.
That's a huge thing that I'm still balancing out.
Yeah, and again, to be, like I said earlier on, I'm going to patronise people younger than me. But when I used to have a massive weekend when I was 20, 25, what I didn't realise is that I could just lose... Monday through Thursday, and it wouldn't hurt. Yeah. You know, I mean, you carry on existing, doing the odd thing here and there.
Yeah.
But if I was useless for 4 days now, a lot of things I really believe in wouldn't happen.
Yes.
From important meetings to children's breakfasts.
Yes, You just don't want to... don't want to lose time like that.
It's about finding the harmony between the invitation of the slope... and the control of your own skills.
The day is the slope.
That's right.
Basically, don't get drunk, isn't it?
What,
the drink? The drink leads to it, to everything, doesn't it?
It's true.
The drink's a gateway.
It's really weird how when you don't drink and then you do drink, you can just totally, you feel it going in and think, oh, wow, that's strong stuff. I feel weird. I don't like it. And then you think, I'd like some more.
I was listening to a Jungian podcast the other day, and they were talking about drinking.
Yeah.
And they were associating the desire to drink.
I used to do it a lot when I was young.
The desire to drink or be drunk as a part of trying to attain a sort of mystical state.
Yeah.
And it is, isn't it? It's a form of mysticism. You're trying to become at one with your surroundings or whatever. Well, it's a surrender to consciousness and life. I totally get it.
Yeah, well, I think society is predicated on light narcotics. If you look at communities around the world, I think the difference between get out, hunt, eat, and so what have you been doing? Is some is loosening chemicals. Whatever they might be, you know, some people lick frogs.
Yes.
I don't. I'm a vegan.
Tell you what,
I suppose if the frog survived. This is us finishing up. What were you going to say? Tell you what, he said.
I really enjoyed that.
It was lovely.
It was a real laugh.
Do you want to know how fun
we had? We had the pedestrian contretemps. We had the kids drop off metaphor, segue into celeb banter.
Yeah.
We've had some good chats.
That's seven, essentially.
We've done
it?
7 miles.
Yeah.
Nice and slow, but good fun.
You enjoyed those leggings?
Really enjoyed it. And really enjoyed the leggings.
And oh, that, what's great.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Oh, my
thanks.
God.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for that. Bin men, cheers. Yeah. Have the bin men been this
awful.
Morning? What do you think? I reckon they have been.
I'm going to send a photo to the council.
Come on.
The bin men have come and picked up the bins, and they've left rubbish smeared in front of my house. Like, smeared. I don't know. It might be our rubbish, it might not be. It doesn't really matter, does it? Let's face it.
Come on, man.
That's horrific.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Look at that. All right. Okay. Well, and now we've ended on a bit of drama. We'll see how that plays out. Thanks. And, Paul will have the PBs for you next week.
Yes, get in touch. Keep the PBs flying in. Keep telling us what you're doing. There's this important weeks of training leading up to the April marathons that a lot of people are doing.
And we're going to do the Wendover Woods 100 Mile, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're
going to do that backwards. Yeah, we're going to do that over 10 months.
10 miles, 10 hours, 10 months, 10 years, 10 years off my life. Running.
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.